Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Well, good morning. I hope everybody came with a lot of energy and a heart full of praise, and you're ready to worship, okay? So, the Spirit of the Lord is here. It's within you. So let's all come together and bring glory to God. So remember that this microphone is here for you. I think there's probably some things that God's stirring in your heart and will stir throughout the worship time. And sometimes maybe some of you have not had the assurance, I guess, that you're supposed to come up here. And, you know, all it takes is one time that you obey. And, you know, God gave us gifts. And everything that He could do, we can do. And so if we don't step out and just, if you want to call it, try one of those things that He's stirring in you, we'll never know what He wants to do through us. So, you know, to prophesy, He wants us all to do so. He wants us to give words. He wants us to speak and glorify His name. So until you get up and you go forth, you know, some of you probably have never laid your hands on somebody to pray for. You know, if you do it once, boy, you're going to have a blast. You know, God will bless what you're doing. Whatever it is that God's stirring, don't be shy about it. If He's calling you, then He's going to back you up. He's going to go before you. He's going to go after you. And so do not remain silent. Do not remain stagnant. Start doing something. And so if that is that you get up here for the very first time today, and, you know, you want to read out of your Bible, your phone, out of your heart, just do it. And you'll see that the more you do something, the more confidence you get that He's been there for you, speaking through you all the time. He will back you up. Trust me. I wouldn't be here if that wasn't true. So I'm not smart enough to be talking, but He is. So but anyway, if you guys would all stand with me, we'll pray. Father God, we thank You, Lord, for the gifts that have come because we accepted You. You are within us. Everything about You is within us. And Lord, You wait that we would expose those things that You've blessed us with. And so, Lord, as not only today, but as each day that comes, we are given the opportunity to glorify You in some way, Lord. Give us the boldness to just step out and do it. Bless us with boldness, Lord. And, Lord, we know that when we do, You will speak through us. You will be there for us, Lord. And so we thank You for this day, Lord. We come, and, Lord, we ask that Your spirit of joy would just overwhelm this place, Lord. Let there be just a spirit of gladness, Lord. This is the day that You have made. Let us rejoice in it today. We thank You and we praise You, Lord. And we want to come before You now with music, with words. We want to come before You with flags. We want to come before You with dancing. Whatever it is that the Lord leads you, let it flow. We want Your spirit to flow in this church body, Lord. We thank You, we bless You, and we just praise You, and we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. So now let's worship.
James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." I'm just going to read you a couple of scriptures really quick. And I just want to encourage you, please stay in the presence of God, okay? Because this song, oh, it's just been so on my heart. But there's some things that I read that I really feel like it's important for us, right? James 2:14 says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, yet give them not these things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." See, this scripture, both of these scriptures, I kind of always saw them a little different. Can I tell you that? Sometimes when we read the word, we can look at the words very literally, right? But see, our faith and our works are also the transformation that happens in us, right? I always thought of faith and works as like, okay, there's this really big thing that maybe is going on or something that's happening in my life, and I'm having faith in you, so I'm stepping out, right? That's faith and works, right? But this song, I've really enjoyed it. If you didn't notice, it's the Beatitudes from Matthew, right? Can I tell you that when I heard this song the first time, because this song's been out for a while, I really actually didn't like it very much. I thought it was kind of like repetitive and okay, like, but see, God gives us things like little morsels, right? And I was listening to this song. It came on in like my suggested for you things. And I had heard it before and I was going to change it. But then it got to the bridge that says, "Seek first the kingdom and all will be added," right? Which is something we hear all the time. But it hit a little different. Because see, some of these scriptures had been in my readings for those weeks. And I started to see this shift, right? See, that's the amazing thing about when we spend time with God. See, that's why that Bible is living word. Is because it's not the same every time you read it. See, God will begin to show you things as he reveals things through the Holy Spirit, right? And faith and works, right? That was the thing I always saw as, okay, I stepped out, I waited, whatever, right? But see, so much of faith can also just be in the normal things we're doing, right? See, as we show faith in God, going after him, and he gives us a certain kind of faith, right? His faith. The faith that knows that his words are true, that the things he tells us, that they're things that aren't just things being spoken, but things we can actually stand on and believe that he's going to give us. See, and when we start looking at it as these things, you realize that that faith that's 100% going after who God is, your works are shown through that revelation, right? The change in who we are. See, we can be the normal, quick to anger, right? Or see, as we allow God to work things in us, our works begin to show that now we're slow to anger. We listen. We're waiting on God. We're going after him for what he has. Whew, you guys are all sitting, but I feel like I just want to just jump around and run around right now. And it's really hard because I'm watching you guys sitting and I'm like, I don't know how you're sitting. Because listen, God's doing amazing things in your life. And what he's trying to get us to realize is that the kingdom is already here, but it's shown through you. It's shown through your works. It's shown through the things that you do in your life. It's shown through all of the things that he's working within you that begin to pour out in mighty and powerful ways. See, as we seek God, we become more powerful, more effective, and more essential to the world around us. See, this world needs things. It doesn't need us to look like the world. It needs us to look like him. It needs us to be different. It needs us to be digging deep in every single moment, saying, God, give me more. I want more. I want to see more of who you are. I want to understand you more. I want to go after you more. I want to hunger and thirst like never before. See, that's the thing. We can talk about, oh, if you go through, I've been enjoying James so much. But if you go in there, it also talks about how, it talks about religion, right? There's a part in there where it actually talks about how if we don't lay aside some of these things, it's a useless religion. Whoo! See, that's the thing. The key isn't you going through the steps every day. The key isn't you just showing up for church and thinking like, that's good, I got my dose for the week. No, the key is realizing that when you dig deep, when you go after him every day, he will literally, literally change your life. He'll change the way we react to things. He'll change the way that we see things. He'll change the way that we do things. See, that's powerful. That in itself makes us more effective to this world than anything we can do on our own. See, it's him within us, but if we don't know him, then what good, right? What is faith without works? Let me show you my faith by my works. Let me show you by my life who he is. See, that's where things change, is when we allow him to speak and we understand the power and the ability that he has when we just open it up and surrender it all to him. Whew. See, this song is not about repetitive words. It's about spending time in the presence of God. That's what he showed me. Sometimes we gotta just spend some time in the presence of God. Amen. Seek first the kingdom and all will be added. It seriously will. You seek first the kingdom, you'll begin to see things in your life just change and change and change. And not because of anything that you're doing yourself, but because of all the things that God's working in your life. Because as he gives you things, as he gives you those morsels and he places them in your life, and as you actually begin to do them, you see how he works. How you go from just walking a walk to actually living by it. Actually doing the things that God's asked you to do. See, that's where we are powerful. Not because we just speak some words and say some things, but because we actually live a life that reflects the things that God speaks to us. Because we actually make something change in allowing him to work. Whew.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
You know the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can do all things because of him. He gave me a picture right now of a backpack, and it's full of rocks. And you're out dragging. You're dragging because it's heavy. It's heavy. All these rocks are heavy behind you. And he's saying that put that down, just like the lady that was caught in adultery. Whenever they came against her, they wanted to throw rocks. And he says, first one without sin, don't throw the rocks. They all put the rocks down and walked away. So it's like getting your backpack and putting it down and stop throwing rocks. And the thing is, I'm not talking about rocks that we throw at people. I'm talking the rocks that you throw at yourself, that you're not good enough. You have to do this. I have to be like that person. And God is saying, no, you got to be like me. Because he wants a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want you to be like anybody else. He doesn't want a third party in that relationship. He wants between you and him. And then he will be able to draw you and bring you to where you need to be. So he says that there's no one that's going to throw rocks at you. And neither will I. So if he's not throwing rocks at you, why are you throwing rocks at yourself? He's saying, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Look at me and look at what I can do within you. Don't look at what you can do. Look at what I can do within you. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength, because it's him. You're not looking at your ability. You're looking at his ability.
I wasn't going to come up here, but the Lord told me that I needed to, because he told me directly. A friend and I'm trying to keep this, thinking how to say it so I can keep it short, because I'm long-winded. A friend of mine and I, we get together and we read the scriptures together. We read them in different versions. I like to go into the version of the voice. I don't know if you've heard of that version yet or not. But we have these Bibles where it gives the scripture that we're reading. And then on the side, it gives scripture that is like a reference scripture. And it just supports what the original scripture that you're reading. And so we look up the references and read them in different versions. We were doing this yesterday, but before we started, we had been talking about all the things that's been going on in our country with the shootings, and not only of Charlie Kirk, but also with the schools and all the people and how they've been dealing with it, and how people are taking, instead of changing their lives to fit scripture, they are looking for scriptures to support their cause and what they believe. So we were discussing this whole thing before we started reading. And then we started reading Psalm 9. It was like, wow, everything that we had discussed about what was going on and how there are people that are claiming to be Christian and yet they're not doing what the Lord says to do. It doesn't, where they're not following what his teaching is. And reading Psalm 9, the Lord was saying what he was going to do with those people. In his time, it's going to happen where everyone will be judged and everyone is going to have to stand before him and give an account and tell him why. And it was just like so mind-blowing. We would read these scriptures and I would go to my friend and I would tell her, weren't we just talking about this? Oh my gosh. It's like the Lord is answering that. He's telling us, I got this. Don't worry. I got this. Through the scriptures, he was giving this to us. And it was like we were reading, and a guy came to a point where I go into prayer, and when I'm in deep prayer, I usually do it by myself. But at that moment, it was so intense that I had to just go into prayer and ask the Lord to just envelop the church with his love, with his arms, just cover his people and help them to see what they're doing so that they can get right on the path. And as we were reading and everything that I had asked for in that prayer, he was answering me. It was like when you send a text to a friend and then you get a text back. That's the way, the kind of answers I was getting from the prayer that I had originally said. And I was just so like, whoa, blown away. And my heart and everything inside was just like shaking. And I kept telling my friend, we just talked about this. We were just saying about this. And he's giving us reassurance and encouragement that not to worry. He's got this. After that, I was just prayed into myself saying, Lord, this is so amazing. I want to share what you have. I want to share with others what you've told us. And I said, but I know that sometimes you give us things because it's meant just for us. So should I share this with others? Can I share this with others? Or do I just keep it in my heart and know that you've got this, that you're in control? And we went to the very next verse, and it was like a text. It was like he answered direct. It was like I asked a direct question, and he gave me a direct answer. It just said, go and tell the people of the things that I have done. And I was like, oh, my Lord. It was just so amazing. And I've heard, and I've always talked to people about God speaks to us. He speaks to us in so many different ways. We just need to pay attention and be aware. We need to listen and be sensitive to the Spirit when he speaks to us. Because he can speak to us through music, through words, through people, through teachings, through music, through his scriptures. You just need to be sensitive to the Spirit when he speaks. And it was, I've heard other people say, well, the Lord talked to me and he said this. And I heard the Lord speak and he told me I should do this. And I'm thinking, well, that is so good. I'm so happy for you. And that's great. And I'm thinking, okay, I know. It's true. It does happen. It does happen. And I've heard your voice, Lord. And there have been times when you've given me visions. And I thank you for that. But it's been a long time. And yesterday, all I could think of was, he spoke to me. And it was just so exciting. It was so moving. It's like everything inside me, my heart was going like this. And it was the quickening of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to encourage you. Don't give up. Keep seeking him. Keep looking for him. Keep talking to him. And be sensitive for when he speaks to you. And be aware that he will speak to you. And just say, hallelujah.
So as Mary was sharing about Psalm 9, I actually went to it while she was talking about it. And the Lord put it on my heart to come up here as well, which is Psalm 9, The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. The Lord is a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. So during these times, from everything that's going on in the world, the Lord is our refuge in times of trouble. But the thing I also want to share is the Holy Spirit brought this on my heart that Erica Kirk was actually, she actually shared this very scripture. The Lord is a refuge in times of trouble after this happened. She shared that very verse. So Lord, I'm asking right now for all those that are going through trouble. To be a refuge in their times of trouble. But I'm asking for a special covering right now, because the service for Charlie Kirk is going on right now as we speak. It started at 11. I'm asking you, Lord, to be a special covering for Erica and her family today. Cover her, Lord, with your wings, because that's where our help comes from. Psalm 121, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So I'm asking, Lord, just a special covering over their family and all who are in attendance there. And I just ask you, Lord, just for a special covering over this body right here, this body of Christ right here, because we are the body. We are a family, right? Amen. We are a family. We are the king. The Lord put this on my heart too as I'm in the sound booth. We are the kingdom. The Lord put that on my heart that we are the kingdom. We are God. Because we are the kingdom. What I mean by that is that Jesus on his throne, we are seated with him in heavenly places right here. I mean, we're walking in the earth, but we're still in the kingdom. Does that make sense?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
So, Lord, I'm just asking for your refuge and your strength in these days for everyone here. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. Was that yours? Yeah. Day and night, night and day. Let incense arise. Paul said it this way, pray without ceasing. Day, night and day, let incense arise. Praying without ceasing, pray without ceasing. Pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray, pray, pray. Glory to God. I will tell you, this is, I don't know, I think it's like the fourth or fifth of a series, I guess. Is that right, Johnny? It's called Visible, Invisible Kingdom. God is desiring that the body of Christ today be very visible in our earth today. Can you say amen to that? That people would recognize that's the kingdom of God right there. And like I said, that's not Randy Heger right there. That's the kingdom of God standing right there. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man. This is what God's doing. God is exposing the kingdom. You're going to see it more and more. It's going to get stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. Because God is after people. Can you say amen to that? His heart, he loves people. He loves his creation. Can you say amen to that? Do you understand that God desires that any, whosoever will, he says, would come to Christ to be saved. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. And I got all excited last night. I was jumping around on my kitchen table and jumping. You know, we've all heard sermons on faith. How many of you have ever heard a sermon on faith? Anybody? Yeah, I mean, everybody talks about faith. Well, today, I just want you to listen a little closer today, okay? Just listen to what's being said. Don't listen to me I mean, I just said that. Now, listen to what's being said, but don't listen to me. Don't believe me. Believe what the Word of God says, okay? Because we might shake up some things that God's trying to crumble off the body of Christ. Can you say amen to that? Sometimes we pick up stuff that we've carried all our lives and don't realize we're carrying it. And God wants to expose it and get rid of it so that we can move on. Like Stella said this morning, sometimes we're carrying rocks that need to be taken out of our bag. Can you say amen to that? Because we got a backpack. We got a backpack that God wants to fill with His Spirit and His glory in our lives. Can you say amen to that? Woo, hallelujah. How many of you know that faith is a substance? I sent a text to the worship, to the video team this morning. Did you get it, Terry? Liz, did you get that text I got? Yeah. Abe? I got so fired up just doing that little text. Can you say amen? I mean, just, and it kept coming and coming and coming. And I said, man, I got to stop this so I can send them the scriptures that we're going to use today. But yeah, I'll tell you, I am fired up about faith because God is saying that it really is a substance. Yes. And it is an evident thing that's very invisible. That's an oxymoron. Is that right? What's an oxymoron?
Doesn't make sense.
It is evidence of something invisible. The Bible says this, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How can you have evidence of things you don't see? It would drive a guy like Abe, a CSI guy. Where's Abe? It would drive him crazy because he can't see the evidence. I don't know why I've started different. I'll tell you what. I'm fired up about faith. Is that okay? Can I just lower it down a little bit? No? Can I? Yeah, I shouldn't. Praise God. Praise God. Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus said this, have faith in God. Pretty easy sermon, right? Have faith in God. Amen? Thank you very much. Go home, everybody. Yeah, have faith in God. That's it, man. Come on, man. But hey, we want to talk about it a little bit. Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 21. I'm going to start at verse 21. Read Mark chapter 4 today. I'm going to ask everybody, read Mark 4 today. The whole chapter. It's a sower. It's a story about the sower. I'm going to start in verse 21 because this is an incredible chapter that if you think about faith and apply it to the chapter, you're going to find some great things. God will open things up to you because God desires that we be fruitful and multiply in this earth. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. So I'm going to start at verse 21. Pray with me, would you? Just for a minute. Father, I thank you for your word. Father, help me to speak what you desire for me to speak. Father, speak to your kids. Speak to your children. Speak to your sons and your daughters. Father God, the words, God, that you desire to place in their heart today. Let them not just hear what I'm saying, but Father, let them hear the Holy Spirit as he speaks and he challenges and he shows things today. Today, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 21 in Mark chapter... Praise God. Let me get there. Hallelujah. Jesus was speaking and he's teaching and he said to them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And then he says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. I used to look at this scripture and I used to have secret things in my heart. I said, uh-oh, I better get rid of these things because they're going to come out. Is that right? And I'll tell you something. If you think about it, if you do have secret things in your heart and they're contrary to God, I will tell you they're coming out. It's either you get rid of them or God's going to expose them so you can get rid of them. Can you say amen to that? Because God loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's one. Okay. And then he said to them, take heed what you hear. I want you to listen to this. Listen, take heed what you hear and what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. How many of you want more?
Yes.
Yeah, two of you, three of you. I'll tell you what, I'll take more, as much more as he wants to give me. Can you say amen to that? I want more. I want to know more about God. Can I tell you, God is so big, we got no idea. We're on a little tiny point sticking out of the water about our knowledge of God. Can you say amen to that? The Bible says, through faith, we understand that he created the heavens and the earth, that he created the planets, that he created all those things. How do you do that? God, me. It's by the word of God. Can you say amen to that? But how did he do it? What did it take to get it done? Jeez, come on. That's way out of my... Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I can barely figure out my truck sometimes. So we got no idea. What we know about God is such a little spot. But what we know about him, he loves us. Is that right? Why does he love us? Who knows? I look in the mirror and I say, why would you love something like that, God? Rosie says, be quiet. Oh, man. He says to him that has, let him... shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Okay, and I want you to think about, we're talking about faith today. All right, and then he said, so is the kingdom of God as a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he doesn't know how. Is that right? For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Beautiful teachings, amen? Okay, now he's on another one. He goes, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or what shall we compare it to? It is like a grain of mustard seed. How many of you got a mustard seed this morning? Did everybody get one? Because I want to make sure everybody's got one. Everybody got one. Anybody don't have one? Maybe I should ask for hands for anybody that doesn't have one. Because I want you to have one. Because what I want you to do is that you see that word that says grain. See, the Bible says that Jesus, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, not just a mustard seed. I want you to take that home. Don't do it here because you're going to make a big mess of that we can't see. It'll be substance that's here, but we can't. Because you're going to break that little seed on your kitchen counter, and you're going to find that there's little tiny grains in there. Little bitty things. Abe spoke a word last Sunday. Was that last Sunday? When did Abe speak? 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. I don't know. But anyway, he said little things matter. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're going to see that this seed, this mustard seed has grains in it. And Jesus said, if you have faith like those grains of mustard seed, it matters. Those little things really do matter. Can you say amen to that? All right. Just hold that. Okay. So he said, if it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it's grown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs. Is that cool? Gets better and bigger than everything, and shoots out great branches that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables, he spoke. Listen. Look at all these parables, he spoke the word to them. You see, the word, that's what's important. Can you say the word is important? How many of the word is important in your life? Is the word important to you? Is God's word important to you? Because this, with these parables, he spoke the word to them. Is that what it says? That's what it says. That's good. Is that right? It's beautiful. So he expounded all things, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples, which is cool. And the same day, when evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over to the other side. Simple, amen? Didn't he just get through telling them, hey, be careful with what you hear? He said, hey, listen to what you're hearing. He said, let's pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, and said to him, Master, carest not? Carest thou not that we perish? These guys are fishermen. They've been on that place before. He said, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He just got through expounding to them the parables that he had told them earlier about faith and about believing. And now he's telling them, how is it you don't have any faith? Because they should have heard what he said. Let's go to the other side. That trip should have been, hey, we're going to the other side. Jesus said, we're going to the other side. Let's go. I don't care what the wind looks like. I don't care what the waves look like. I don't care. We're going to the other side. Can you say amen to that? Because that's the word of the Lord. All right?
Amen.
Why are they so fearful? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of a man is this that even the wind and obey him? What manner of man was Jesus? What manner was he? Or in our day, we say, what kind of guy is that? What kind? What kind of man is it? This is the God kind.
Yes.
It's the God manner. Is that right? That's what kind of guy. That's what kind of guy this was that stood up in the boat and said, Peace be still, and everything shut down. Is that okay? Woo, man. I wish I would have been a disciple. Not really. Back then, that would have been pretty rough. I would have no car. I would walk everywhere I went. Is that right? Come on, man. I would have no 55 Chevy. I would have no pickup. No, I'm good. God, I'm glad that he picked today for me. Is that right?
Yes.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you don't have to light little tiny rock candles to go around to the bathroom at night? Is that right? Come on, man. Yeah, now you're getting a little graphic. All right, whatever. Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what I want to do, I want to take you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How many of you know without faith it's impossible to please God? How many know that? Impossible to please him. Why? Because of his son. What his son did for us, it takes faith to believe it. Can you say amen? Do you know that? It takes faith to understand it. It takes faith to believe it. And God says he's pleased when you believe it because of faith. But I want to take you to kind of like a salvation walk. Is that okay? How many remember before you knew the Lord how you were? Anybody? Anybody want to get up and tell me how you were? I don't think anybody does. I don't think so. All I know was I was lost and I was a drunk. I was a drunk and I was lost. And I was lost and I was a drunk. That's all I did all the time. I worked hard, but I went home and I got drunk. I got drunk and then I go back to work. I get drunk and I give my wife a hard time. And then I go back to work. Finally, my mom told me, she goes, I told your wife to divorce you because nobody needs to live with a drunk. Come on, Mom. That's not nice. But there was a lot of truth in that. It was so true. You see, living as a drunk, I was living for myself. Does that make sense? I was living for what Henry wanted. And who cared about what my wife wanted? And can I tell you, that's a dangerous place to be. Because self is a destroyer. It will destroy you. Hallelujah. But I needed a Savior. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Romans 12:3. I want you to look at this scripture. For I say through the grace given unto me that every man that is among you not to think highly, to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. In other words, don't think, who are you? Don't think too high about yourself. Is that okay? That's what the Bible says. Don't think too high about who you are. But to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. A measure of faith. Every person in here, every person out there, everybody that before you were given this blessing of knowing the Lord, before you knew the Lord, even when you denied him, he gave you a measure of faith. The Bible says he gives to every man a measure of faith. I got a little measuring thing out of Rosie's kitchen this morning. So what he did was before you knew him, he put a little faith on you. Here you go. Here you go. There you go. Hey, you too. You can have some. Hey, you need two of them. No. But see, the Bible says that he gave everybody a portion of faith. And this little portion of faith has driven man crazy. Can you say amen to that? Because man has tried to find God in all sorts of different ways. They know he's out there because they've been given a measure of faith. They know he's out there, but they don't know how to get to him. So they do all these weird religions and all that. How many of you know that people think we're weird because we love God?
Oh, yeah.
Is that all right? But they do all these weird religions and they do all this goofy stuff. They became Satanists and they've got a... Do you know even the Satanists have a measure of faith? See, because they're exercising their measure. But they're not doing it right. They're not doing what God intended that little measure of faith to do for them. That measure was to bring them to Christ. See, you need faith. You need a measure. You need a little bit of faith to get to Christ. You got to believe. Is that okay? So he gives you a little measure. He gives you a measurement of faith to find Christ.
Amen.
Oh, come on, man. Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17 says this. Check this out. You got to look at this. For I say through the grace given, oh, I'm sorry, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. How many are not ashamed of Christ? Man, I'll tell you what. I'm not ashamed of what he did for me. And I'm not ashamed of what he's doing for me. And I'm not ashamed of where he's taking me. Can you say amen to that? See, folks, the one thing about Christians, you got to have some kind of a vision of where God wants to take you. God wants to give you a vision. Because it's your vision that will hold you and strengthen you. Hallelujah. Some people just a vision of being strong and healthy again. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
How many want to just have the strength? I mean, every joint working the way it's supposed to work. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
The other day we were in a Wednesday night Bible study, and the guy goes, we're talking about pain. He goes, well, at my age, everything hurts. And then he said, and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. How's this guy? That's crazy. But see, we want to have a vision. Can I check? Don't lose your vision of how healthy you are. Can you say amen to that? Because God, once you give up, you lay down your faith on it. And you don't want to do that. Faith is a substance of things hope for, and it's also evidence of things not seen. So you want to hold on to this faith that God has given you. Is that okay? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It is the power of God to salvation. God uses the gospel of Christ, that Jesus died on a cross for your sins, went to hell, paid the price for your sins, was resurrected by his Father, and went on to heaven to be an advocate for you, to pray for you, to speak to you, to talk to you, to eventually move in to your condo. Is that okay? Come on. Hallelujah. He says this. Christ It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to the Mexican, to the Chicano, to the Latin. I mean, I'm just already. Yeah, hey, to everyone. The German. I mean, can you say amen to the Swiss? Huh. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, and now look at this, therein, what? In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. You see that word? See where it says faith to faith? The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel, in the from the cross, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by what? I want you to look at that. You see where it says from faith to faith. Oh, I love this part. From faith to faith. I've always thought that it was from me going from one problem to another problem. So I'm moving my faith from that problem to this problem. And now I need to move from here, from over there. The problem is I can have multiple problems. And I got to exercise that faith on over all of them. Can you say amen to that? But see, it's talking about moving a faith to another faith. It's from faith to faith. Do you see that where it says that? I want to attempt to explain this to you a little bit, okay? Romans chapter 10, verse 6 through 13. Now, did I read all the way to 17 on that, Terry? Romans 1, 16 and 17? Let me say, I'm sorry. Romans 1, 16 and 17. Yeah. From faith to faith. Yeah, that's it. Okay, now Romans 10, verse 6 through 13. I got to try to figure out my scratching last night because I got too excited. Okay, now here it is. Romans 10, 6 through 13. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Why is it saying that? Because he already came, is that right? No need to bring him down. And then it says this. Or do you don't need to go down below? Is that, can you put that before? I'm sorry. Or who shall descend into the deep? Down below. That is to bring him back up from the dead. Is that okay? But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth. Is that right? It's the word and in your heart. That is the word of what? Faith. Faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. How many of you believe God, Jesus has been raised from the dead?
Amen.
I mean, the world don't get it. I didn't get it. When I was a Catholic, I didn't get it. I don't get this. But I believe it. I believed it. I thought I believed it. But I don't believe it like I did. Now, I believe it in a whole different realm. Okay, if you can say amen, but hopefully I'll get to that. Thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Amen? There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the Mexican, the Swiss, the German. For he is rich, God is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on his name. And then the word of God says, shall be saved. So what happens is when you begin to exercise that little bit of faith, that little measure of faith that you've been given, you take that measure and you go to God. And say, God, I heard that you sent your son to die for me on the cross. And that after he died, he went to hell and paid for my sins and washed them all away by his blood. And after 3 days, you brought him out of that grave and he resurrected. To seal what you have done for me, you take this little tiny bit of faith and you take it to God. And the Bible says that when that happens, you become brand new. It's a word called born again. Is that okay? A lot of people don't like this word born again, but can I just, I'm gonna tell you something. Born again is being born of the Spirit. By the Spirit of God. The Spirit comes in, washes you clean, and you become a new creation in Christ. Can you say amen to that? All right, I'm going to read that to you. Corinthians 5:17 says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. Everybody say all.
All.
All things have become brand new. You know, I was looking up faith, and you, what's kind of funny is that in the, this is the King James, okay? I do the King James. Yeah, John goes, oh, no, no, no. Not the King James. I love the King James, but I've found something funny. You know, the Apostle John never mentions the word in his gospel. Jesus or the apostle, not one time do they mention faith. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's crazy. In Mark, let me say, no, Matthew, faith is mentioned 12 times. Mark, faith is mentioned 5 times. In Luke, faith is mentioned 12 times. In John, 0. What's wrong with that guy?
Come on, John.
Come on, John. Que puzzle. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something different. Because I love the book of John. How many say amen? It makes John happy. But I love the book of John. It's different than the other books. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
It's different. Born again, or born of the Spirit, is mentioned 0 times in Matthew. In Mark, born again, born of the Spirit, 0. In Luke, born again, born of the Spirit, 0. But in John, Jesus mentions it twice. He says, born of the Spirit and born again. I want to show you, I want to take you to that just so you can see that. John 3, verses 5 through 8 says this. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in this kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you that you must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it comes or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Everyone that's born of the Spirit, you can't tell where you're going. Can you say amen to that? Isn't that good? How many are born again? You got no idea where you're going or where you came from. Isn't that crazy? See, the Bible says you become a new creature, brand new. So what happened to that measure of faith that when you went to God, you took it and you became born again? That measure of faith got tossed off, got thrown off to the side. Because you got a new faith coming in, a faith that is different. Can you say amen to that? It is something that God is trying to get across to the body of Christ, that you're not operating on your own faith. You are operating on the faith of Jesus. Can you say amen? Now, if you operate on the faith of Jesus, it's going to change the whole landscape of the way you look at things. Can you say amen to that? Because you're not operating in a faith that you got to conjure up, or you got a little tiny bit. You got a whole creation-making faith within you. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Check this out. Galatians chapter 22, verse 25. I just want to go over this just a little bit because this is what we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Everybody say faith. How many of you know faith is a fruit of the Spirit, not from you? Not from you. It is a fruit of the Spirit. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have what? What? Crucified the flesh with its affections and its lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also do what? Walk in the Spirit. That's what the Word of God says. You see, you become brand new. And God wants you to walk in the Spirit. But you got to learn how. Is that right? You got to know how to do this. God desires for you to know. Is that right? And guess what he's going to teach you? He's going to teach you that your faith is important to you. When you look at his word, believe it. Believe it. When he says something to you, you're reading the book, you say, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to read this book. Somebody said, if I read it, I'll get. Ask him, Lord, will you show me something out of your book? Let me see something that you have for me. Ask him. Can I tell you, he knows you better than you know yourself? Amen. And he knows what he has to give for you so that it would help you. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Faith is fruit from the Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 3:16 says this. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. I must have gotten that wrong, because that don't fit in what I'm trying to say. Let me look real quick. I'm sorry, Liz, it's not you. Don't think it's you, okay, kid? Verse 22 of chapter 3, Liz, I'm sorry. Liz, I want to start from verse 16, if we could. That is where you had me, huh? I'm sorry. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He saith not to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which was Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham of promise. Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions, till a seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Verse 20 says, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which should have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded all under sin. Everybody say all under sin. All. Everybody was under sin. We were all under sin. Is that right? That the promise by faith of Christ might be given to them that believe. See, here is a scripture that's talking. Verse 22 says that a promise was given by Christ to us of faith. He wants this faith within us. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. It has to be revealed to the believer. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. The faith that God has for you has to be revealed. Can I tell you, all the promises of this book that God has said to you are good. Can you say amen? God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he a son of man that he would repent on what he's told us. He doesn't have to repent on what he's told us. Every promise is good. Okay? Every promise is good. Every promise will work for you. But those promises need to be revealed to you by faith. When you're reading through the Word of God, all of a sudden you see something. God is opening faith for you to look and see. Look, I'm promising this to you. Come on, man. When I was reading the Bible and I was talking, and this is kind of random, okay? Because I was reading the Word of God and I was in Genesis and I was looking, and the Bible says that the Pharaoh had told the Israelites that they had to kill all their firstborn male, all their males. He wanted them killed. So he told the midwives, if it's a male, as soon as it comes out, kill it. That's pretty harsh. Can you say amen? He said, I want you to kill it. But the midwives, they feared God. Good thing, isn't that right?
Yes.
They were afraid of God. So when they got all these baby boys around, he calls in the midwives. He goes, what's going on? Did I not tell you to kill? And what their answer was, well, let me tell you, the Jews, they're a little different than the Egyptians. They're stronger. As soon as they go to have labor, the baby's out, and too late for us to get there. So we don't kill nobody. What an answer, amen? So, man, we're not, amen. If they were Egyptians, man, we'd have time. But now, by the time we get there, they're done. I'm reading this story, and in that story, the Bible says that God gave them a house. And I'm looking, when I read that, woo, I felt the, how many of you know what I'm talking about? I felt the Holy Ghost come in. He's like, oh. I go, ooh, what's this? What is that? What are you saying? And the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to give you a house. You could give me a house. Yeah. I got all fired up. See, I live in a double wide trailer. I have all my life. Is that right? Well, not all my life. I had a house in Bisbee. That was my mom's house. That wasn't my house. But I live in a double wide trailer. And I had plans and intent to build a house for my wife. One with concrete floors. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when he said this, I told my wife, God says he's going to give us a house. I got all fired up. Come on, man. 5-10 years later, I'm looking at my house and it needs paint and the siding on the wall needs, it's falling off. And I complained to God. I said, God, I thought you said you were going to give me a house. And he, you know what he said? Why should I give you more if you won't maintain what I've given you? Oh, my goodness. So my wife and I, we started maintaining our place a little better. When God told me to walk down here and told me to go walk around and pray around that building. I said, what building? The Green Valley Lanes building. All right. I came down here. I'm back here behind us, right behind us where the new place is. I'm back there. And the Lord said, this is the house I told you I was going to give. You see, every promise that God gives you in the Word of God, he wants you to have it. He's going to make it happen. But you got to believe him. You got to have some faith. Is that right? Faith has to work in your life. Faith has to be revealed. Has to be revealed. Has to be revealed. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, everything that comes through from God to us is revealed to us by his Spirit. Can you say amen to that? And so faith needs to be revealed in your life before you even understand what's going on. I thought I knew. If I would have known then that when he said, I'm going to give you a house, but you're going to have to pastor a bunch of people, I would have said, no way. Forget it, God. I don't want a house. I got a house. I got a double wide trailer. But he had a plan. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 says this. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. The just shall live by faith. This scripture, even though when you looked at it in the Old Testament, and faith is mentioned in the King James Bible twice in the Old Testament, two times. This is one of them. The other time it's in Deuteronomy chapter 32, where God is pronouncing these judgments because they have no faith, he said. Because they don't walk in faith. They don't have a faith. They don't care about me. They make idols. They make stupid idols to themselves that don't know how to deliver them whenever they need it. So God was upset. And that's one faith. And then here's this one. It says, the soul that is lifted up in him. Where's that? Where'd it go? Oh. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. This scripture right here is separating the soul from the spirit. It is one of the ones in the Old Testament that separates the soul from the spirit. The spirit's going to walk by faith, not through the soul. How many of you know that we walk by faith and not by sight? How many of you know that? Okay, good. I'm glad you know that. Galatians chapter 3, 22 through 27 says this. The scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The promise of faith, but that the promise by faith of who? Jesus. See, I am a person that I want to have evidence in the scriptures about anything I believe. Okay, how many of you want that? You got to have two or three scriptures to build anything in your life. Is that okay? The revelation, when God brings you one word and he says, this is what this is, I always tell him, okay, if that's what you're saying, God, give me some more scriptures. Show me what you're saying. Show me this is a good enough scripture to step on and to stand on. And when he's giving them to you, I'll guarantee you, he's going to bring a flood of scriptures to you. This scripture right here tells us that it is Christ's faith that dwells in us. Scripture has concluded all under sin, so that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The faith of Jesus Christ given to you. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, schoolmaster, but you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The reason I brought this scripture is because I want you to see that he's not mixing up his words that of the faith of Christ and faith in Christ. Do you see that? He's not mixing them up. He knows exactly what he's saying. The Spirit of God dealing with him is putting out these words that he knows exactly what he's saying, that it is the faith of Christ which was promised is going to come into you. Is that okay? Galatians chapter 2, verse 22 and 20. 2, verse 20 and 21 says this. I am crucified with Christ. Is that right? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Is that right? Yeah. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Do you see that? Who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. The grace of God is the Spirit of God. I do not frustrate the Spirit of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Do you see that? The apostle is telling us something very, 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 very important to us, that you've been crucified. You died on the cross. As soon as Jesus died, when you believed that he died for you, you died with him. Boom. It happened. You died and you became born again. And now the faith of Jesus Christ now dwells within him. Can I tell you this, that one of the things about the kingdom of God is that it is being pressed into the earth. We look at a lot of things going on around us. We see the killings, we see the murders, we see, well, same thing, but we see the thievery, we see all the trickery, is that right? How many of you have gotten a call from somebody who wants to give you money? Anybody? Man, I get calls all the time. They want to give me $75,000 for only $400 a month. I said, wow, that's cool. Yeah. Well, now we want to give you $60,000, and now you got to pay $600 a month. It doesn't even make sense. You're getting worse. I'm getting these calls all the time. I'm getting to where I'm giving them raspberries. Hang up. Because there's something going on in the world. Can I tell you something? That God is changing the climate. The climate of this planet is changing. God is what he's doing. He's preparing. He is seasoning the planet for the visible kingdom to be established. Can you say amen to that? Amen. We got to be ready. You got to be ready. And yet, can I just say something? Start practicing the kingdom. Can you say amen to that? I know. No, what do you think, Stella? Should we practice the kingdom? Yes. Wait, when you're in Safeway and God says to you, hey, see that guy buying that cabbage? Yeah. Hand him a bag of carrots. Okay. Go over. Give him a, tie it off for him. Say, here you go, sir. You look at you, you go, what is this? It's, I don't know, the Lord told me to give you a bag of carrots. Well, yeah, I needed that next. Come on, man. Can I tell you that if you just listen to the Lord? Who said that this morning? Somebody said, Mary. Just listen. Come on, man. Just listen. He speaks clearly if you'll let him. It's a quiet voice within you. It's a voice that you'll hear because of the faith that's within you. It's his faith in you. Do you understand that? Jesus said, I must needs go to Samaria. I got to go to Samaria. The disciples, hey, what do you want to go down there for, man? Because there was a lady at a well that he needed to speak to. Is that okay?
Yes.
Amen. See, Jesus was listening to the leading of the Lord. This is what the church needs to do. We go to church plenty. Is that right? But what are we going for?
Tell others.
What are we doing? If I'm out there yelling at somebody because they ran a basket into my car, or I don't have a car, my trucks. If I'm out there screaming at somebody because they did something wrong to me, what am I doing? I am not expressing the kingdom of God in the earth. Can you say amen to that? So, folks, we need to be listening. Don't do anything that God doesn't tell you to do. Is that okay? Is that okay? Some people say, oh, come on, man. Come on, man. No, he says, one more scripture. Let me give you one more scripture so you can go home. Is that all right? Look at it. It's 12:04 already. The roast is burning. The pastor's speaking way too much, and he's got more for you for next week because faith ain't done. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Look at this scripture. Examine yourselves. Can you say amen? Could everybody stand up? Everybody stand up. Here's what the scripture says. Examine yourselves whether you be where? In the faith. What faith? What faith? Tell me what faith. Tell me what faith. The faith of Christ. Let me get this. This is what I mean. Did you not hear me? Do I got to start again? We're talking about faith of Christ in you. His faith, not yours. His faith. One that moves mountains. Is that right? He said, if you believe it, you're going to move mountains. Is that right? Why? Because it's not your faith, it's his faith. So, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Whose faith? Okay. All right. His faith. You got to say it with conviction. I got his faith. I got his faith.
Amen.
His faith dwells in me.
Hallelujah.
Faith of Christ.
The faith of Christ. Come on, man. You got to be a cheerleader. Hey, come on, man. Come on, man. I'm talking about, this is what God has done. Amen. He says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Test yourself. Know you not. Listen to this. Know you not your own selves, how that Christ is
in you.
Is that what we're talking about?
Amen.
It's Christ in you.
Amen.
Except you be a reprobate. Is that the way you say it? Reprobate. Everybody say reprobate. How many don't want to be a reprobate? That is somebody that's rejected.
Yes.
Christ is in you. This isn't the regular kind of church that we've been taught to walk in. We are taught to walk in a faith that says, you go in the army, they'll ask you, what kind of faith are you? Well, I'm a Pentecostal. Okay. I'm a Catholic. Okay. That's not the faith we're talking about. We are talking about the faith of Christ in you. Is that okay?
Amen.
Come on, man. Hallelujah. You are everything that God has for you. You're already there. You got to start walking in it. Can you say amen? Touch the world. Touch the world for the kingdom and the glory of God. Can you say, man, I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you. Father, I pray, God, that you would give understanding to this word. God, that everyone that heard this word will walk out with a new understanding. And every time they look at your word, Father God, you reveal more and more to them about what's been spoken. That it's not us. We died and that you dwell in us, Father. We thank you for that, God. We thank you that you will, Father. Sahuarita, Green Valley, Tucson, Nogales, Bisbee, Naco, Amado, will see things that they've never seen before because of the kingdom of God in this area. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for your kingdom all over the earth, God. And I ask you, Lord, that you would touch and minister to these here today, Father God. He that has an ear, Lord, let him hear what you have been saying, God. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming. Be here next week because we're going to talk about overcoming faith. Come on, man.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.